Okay.
Doesn't all grab him one?
Over the years, women have been underrepresented and misrepresented in traditional journalism fields. According to a new research from the Women's Media Center, women are outnumbered by men in the news industry. This includes television, newspaper, online, and wires. The Women's Media Center findings tell a hard-hitting story about where women stand across every platform in the news cycle. The research found that 63.4% of those with bylines and on-camera appearances as anchors and reporters have been male, while women far short at 36.1%. The Women's Media Center mentions that men report on world politics, business, economics, technology, and science, while women can be seen reporting health, entertainment, lifestyle, and culture. Along these topics, gender biases and negative attitude towards women have made it difficult for them to break into a male-dominated field. At times, women fear in living up to the gender stereotypes, which make it tough for them to see themselves being successful. Writer and producer Marina Moreno says she's faced plenty of discrimination due to the fact that she doesn't have a degree in journalism or music to rely on.
Well, one, being a woman, two, being a young woman, and then three, not going to college for film or for journalism or anything like that. A lot of people kind of question, what do you know? You know, what do you have to offer? Like, you're non-college educated, you know, quote unquote. And they're just kind of like, okay, you're female, you're probably like the homie, or, you know, on set of stuff, they think I'm like just this tag along girl who's like a groupie. And I'm like, no, you know, so they don't really pay mind. They'll, you know, give dabs and slap hands to all the guys, but they kind of pass up the girl because they think that you're not doing anything.
Elizabeth Benitez, a music journalist, mentions that along her journey, several men have also made irrelevant comments.
I don't know, I feel like they make certain assumptions about us, especially like women, like Latinas, and when you actually tell them, like, oh, well, I do this, this, and that, and like, they just kind of like look all surprised.
Another woman who has faced gender discrimination, including harassment in a male-dominated field, has been social media and digital creator Leti Munoz. Munoz says that when she started working in a legal law office before entering the music industry, she was harassed by another colleague.
There was someone who harassed me for years, and they just, because I was young, because I was the youngest one there, but I was in the most important department, so I definitely had the brains to be there, but because they thought I was immature and I was young, they thought for some reason that I fed into this person. They weren't taking me serious, so I did have to leave. In terms of the music industry now, definitely, because it's really hard to gauge when you're really trying to do business and you're really trying to make something happen with male figures, and things get blurry somewhere along the way. You have to be super direct and clear, because if you're too nice, they take the wrong way.
Some of the challenges these women have come across in their male-dominated fields have been very similar. Jasmine Dalton, an ABC7 news assistant, says she's been looked down upon in several occasions.
As a news assistant, you're kind of, some people may look at you as like at the bottom, as this silly other assistant, but really, you know, like we're actually people who are helping other people do their job. So we are like a resource to them, but we can be looked down upon and we can be talked to differently just because we may not understand, or we, you know, we're just some kind of this assistant that's around the newsroom. So that's another challenge, is, you know, like not getting the same amount of respect as, you know, people higher up, you know, respect one another. So that is a challenge.
In the midst of gender discrimination and challenges, on-air sports personality for Dash Radio, Harry Abelson, says that as a male, he hasn't experienced any gender inequality.
It's hard to say, you know, this is what women go through, because I don't really experience that. But I definitely, you know, have noticed that there are more opportunities and given to men, and men do have an advantage in a lot of aspects of journalism. I definitely don't think that being a man has hurt my chances of getting any job.
California State University Northridge economic professor Dr. Shirley Esvarney states that women are almost half of the workforce in the United States.
Women are the equal, if not the main breadwinner in 4 out of 10 families. And not only that, but they receive more college and graduate degrees than men.
Dr. Esvarney adds that according to a 2014 economic analysis study, women lead in higher education yet still earn less than men.
Absolutely. Till this day, on average, women still continue to earn considerably less than men. That comes from a 2014 study that my course has gone through. According to the study, female full-time workers made only 79 cents for every dollar earned by men, which is a huge gender gap of 21%.
However, at the end of the day, these women are still inspired to continue their dreams of working in a male-dominated field. Moreno and Dalton strongly believe that using their feminine edge plays a big role.
It's a big thing as far as the way you carry yourself. I think as women in the industry, you have to be very careful with how you carry yourself, because it can fall borderline of like, okay, you're just trying to use your feminism to get what you want versus you're using your knowledge and you're a female and you know how to get what you want. So the way I always carry myself is just kind of like my mind first and everything else comes second. So I'm always confident in what I can bring to the table, and I don't rely on my physical appearance. I don't rely on anything like that. I just rely on my knowledge and, you know, my confidence to get the job done.
I do notice how they hire people to kind of fit the diversity quota, or, you know, just trying to fit, like, certain people are hired because of their race or because they, you know, they're trying to fit that diversity quota.
Along the way, Benitez has also learned a very valuable lesson about believing and loving herself in a very tough industry.
I would say one of the biggest challenges was probably learning how to be myself. Where, like, certain people are gonna want you to change certain things about yourself, but it's like you kind of have to come to a point where it's like, no, like, yo, I love myself and I'm just gonna be me, because that's what's gonna attract a certain relationship.
And although the Women's Media Center does state that women are significantly outnumbered by their male counterparts, they also have broken through the once impenetrable glass ceiling. Dr. Esvarney mentioned that there's hope for all in the journalism field, especially for women.
I do hope and have seen along the years that women are more active within male-dominant fields, and that's something that amazes me.
Moreno also stands loud and proud for any women out there who's a single mother.
So I've always wanted to get inside and kind of dig deep and just do good things for women, and show that you don't have to be this, you don't have to be that. Like, you can be, like myself, a single mother and still make your dreams come true, you know? Like, the world isn't over just because society says it might be.
As for Harry Abelson, a male in the journalism field, he believes that women are capable of anything they set their mind to.
If anything, I think that, you know, all the obstacles that have been in the way of women in the industry has just driven women to work harder for it. So in that sense, I actually think that women are capable of possibly even doing more than men. I mean, therefore the opportunities are opening up for them. You know, I would not be surprised if in the coming years, women end up, you know, taking over more jobs in the workplace than men.
No doubting that journalism has become more impacted by women, and despite the gender inequalities, these are the females making waves and helping one another in the industry. After all, the Women's Media Center does state that women are leading the way for a new generation who aspire to work in journalism, leadership positions, and in any male-dominated field. Reporting for KPCRadio.com, I'm Guadalupe Arenas.